On the first Sunday of the month, we participate in communion. We have an open table here at Grace Christian Center. That simply means this. If you're a Christian, whether or not this is your home church, and you've surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus, that's what it's all based on. You are welcome to join in and participate with us. Make sure that Jesus is your Lord, your shepherd, your Savior, the one you know, and the one you know who's loved you and saved you. So we invite you to participate in the elements with us as we celebrate the Eucharist. And that word actually means celebration. It's not just, thank you, my brother, it's not just a somber reflection, thank you, but it's an opportunity to celebrate His presence together. The Scripture declares in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning in verse 23, "For I received that from the Lord, that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is My body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of Me.' In the same manner, He also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in My blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of Me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till He comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. If we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world." Father, we thank You for the power of Your word, the power of what You do, as we do these things in remembrance of You. We believe there is a divine impartation through the Holy Spirit that takes place in communion. It's not just a ritual. It's not just symbolic. But there's a real impartation of Your presence into our bodies. So this morning, Lord, where there's healing necessary, we receive healing. Can you say that with me? We receive healing. Where there's forgiveness necessary, we receive forgiveness. Can you say that? We receive forgiveness. Where there's peace necessary, we receive peace. Where there's strength necessary, we receive strength. We receive You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. As you hold the wafer in Your hand, let us pray. Lord, we thank You that this represents Your body broken for us. Thank You that You went to the cross of Calvary for us. You took our sins, our punishments. You took what we deserved and stepped in our place and said, "I'll take it." Thank You, Jesus, for what You've done for each of us. We do this in remembrance of You. Let's partake together. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You for Your grace, for being so good, Lord. We give You praise. Now, as we look at the fruit of the vine, we remember the blood shed for us. The blood that ratifies a new covenant, the new covenant in Your blood, the New Testament, that which You've left to show us what we inherit and what we receive as we are Your children by faith. Thank You, Lord Jesus. By Your stripes we're healed. By Your blood we are ratified in covenant relationship with You. Thank You, Lord, for all that You've done. Can you say thank You to Jesus?
Thank You, Lord.
Let's participate together. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord, for who You are and what You've done. Thank You, Lord, for being so great, so good, and so marvelous. God is good, and all the time. God is good.